The Federal Aviation Administration is preparing to make $600 million in cuts this year if the automatic reductions take effect on Friday. According to the FAA, air traffic control towers could shut down at 8 regional airports in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Janesville, and Oshkosh. Eau Claire's Chippewa Valley Regional Airport Manager, Charity Spike, says airports can operate without air traffic controllers, but she doesn't want to see it happen.
You go back to a system where pilots are talking to each other versus having sort of a mediator, so to speak, or somebody making sure that everybody's talking to one another. So there definitely is a loss of safety.
Spike says without air traffic controllers, flight landings will also be spaced out more, which could result in delays. Officials at regional airports say they save the government money by using contract employees. Waukesha County Airport Manager Kurt Stanich says it doesn't make sense to cut them now.
The FAA tower costs a lot of money to run, and the contract towers, by comparison, are significant savings. So if the contract tower program was cut, it would seem to be the wrong thing to do since it was instituted to save money in the first place.
Under sequestration, the FAA controllers at airports like Chicago and Minneapolis could be furloughed. That could also result in flight delays. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.